You know, God gave us a gift. It's the gift of discernment. And that gift allows you to not only hear my messages, hear the words that I'm speaking, but really feel me. Feel those words, feel the message, feel my soul, feel the essence of me. And I didn't have this gift of discernment strengthened. We all have this. When I was a little girl, I didn't have this gift of discernment. The thing is we know, we feel it on a soul level. We can feel. It's our intuition. It's God speaking to us. But when you are taught to silence that part of yourself and you're not taught how to bring that as the dominant voice in your head, then you go through your life confused about what that voice really is. And looking back on moments in your life and realizing that that voice was really trying to speak to you and tell you something. And so the last podcast that I posted, Pimps in the Music Industry, you know, some people heard my story and they felt me. They felt my soul. They feel me. They feel the essence of me. And others, they hear it and they only hear words. And they don't have that gift of discernment where they can actually feel the presence of me and really like decide who I am as a person from that space of discernment. And I understand why, you know, why we don't have that strengthened, because most people grow up without having ever even being taught what the gift of discernment is. And so this part of my podcast journey, I'm going to share, how does somebody like myself, somebody raised with love, end up in a situation where I was being labor trafficked by my music manager? And it's important to understand the role that I have in my life. It's not for anybody to understand but myself. And so I hope that you understand the importance of your role in your life, your purpose, what you're here to do, who you are as a person. And strengthening that gift of discernment within yourself is to know thyself so that you can then know others. Before I get into it, hi guys, I hope you're having an amazing, beautiful, positive day. I'm sending you so much love and so much peaceful, balanced energy. It's Misha with Feels with Mish. If you guys are new here, welcome to my channel. I talk about feelings, understanding your feelings, mastering your feelings to be the best version of yourself. And here on my podcast, I share my healing and self-mastery journey in hopes of helping others on their own journey. If you guys are interested in booking a one-on-one session with me for healing and self-mastery work, you can email me booking at feelswithmish.com. I also have a TikTok channel and I have a TikTok page, and I also have a podcast on Apple, Spotify, iTunes. Just search Feels with Mish podcast, where I have tons of free healing and self-mastery content on there. And if you guys are new to my YouTube channel, please like, share, and subscribe to my channel. It just helps my channel grow and, you know, connect with the people that really need these messages. And that's really what my purpose is here. So today's message, guys, how does somebody end up in a situation like myself? If you missed my last podcast, I spoke about an event that happened to me years ago. We're talking like 7-8 years ago now. I was, you know, labor trafficked by my music manager, and I kind of share a little brief story about how I got there and how it kind of like led into something, you know, led into me being labor trafficked and just kind of like you know, pimps in the music industry in general. It's really filled and infested with mostly men that are power hungry. And then you have the roles of those passive men that are just there standing by and not doing anything about it. Now, I did have people asking, you know, why I didn't out this person? Why I didn't share the name? Why, you know? And I did, you know, my role in helping law enforcement with all the information that I needed to give. There is still an open case on this person. So I don't feel comfortable and, you know, it isn't advised for me to share any names. The other thing is when you're somebody who goes through something like this particular event, after you go through something like this and you do your healing work, you don't want to keep reliving this part of your life. You know, for those of you that have been following my healing and self-mastery journey on my podcast, I mean, I've had this podcast for what, 5 years now, and I've never ever shared this part of my journey. And I'm a healing and self-mastery coach. There's a reason why I hadn't shared this part of my journey. And one being that I wasn't really ready to share it. The other huge portion of that being that when you heal and detach from your past, you no longer want to bring up that part of your life. And not only that, this is something that could potentially be my identity if the internet made it my identity, right? Because it's a conversation that wants to keep carrying on. And for somebody that heals and detaches from their past is no longer the main story in their life, right? So for me to even bring it up and speak about it on a platform, I personally want to be very careful with myself and my brand and who I am as a person. Feels with Mish is not her past. Feels with Mish is a healer and a teacher of self-mastery. Feels with Mish is not this one particular event that happened in her life, in my life, sorry. And so I hope that that's a message for somebody that has gone through something in their life and it has continued to be the main event of their life. You know, for some people that go through what I have gone through, it stays and remains the main event of their entire life until they cross over. And for me, just the healing work that I've done and the detachment and really just seeing my life from a bird's eye view, being able to connect the dots and understanding why I ended up in a situation like that so that I can then help others, prevent others from, you know, ending up in a situation like this. And not only preventing others, it's really like giving parents and people and friends and you know, giving you the tools to spot a child or, you know, maybe you have a friend that has these type of characteristics and really help them, guide them to not be in a situation like that. And I'm going to share how and why I ended up there. And it's important because, you know, I was raised with love. So I have love as like a space to return to. I had that love from my parents to return to that space within myself. But a lot of people in the world are raised without love. And so they don't have a way to navigate themselves back to themselves. And so that's what I see my role in my life and my purpose here is to be that source of love, to be somebody that has healed, that can help others recognize the potential that exists within them, that exists within you. I mean, this thing that happened in my life, it's not the main event of my life. This person is not the main character in my life. I am the main character in my life. And some people go their entire life returning to this story and having the person that has abused them or the things that they've gone through be the main event or the main character in their entire life. And for a while, for a long time, I'm going to speak about the aftermath of this. For a while, this person was the main character in my story because I just kept returning to that story. And so we need to understand why why I haven't spoke about it, and even why some victims, most victims never come forward with their stories. They never share it. They do not have a safe environment to express and share and feel safe, you know, to share those things. The reason that I feel so safe to share is because I've created safety in myself. I've cultivated safety within myself. And now I'm here to help others navigate to the space where they can stand in who they are and share who they are and be unafraid, be unapologetic, be so secure within themselves, knowing that they don't need to be validated by anybody outside of them because they validate who they are. And the things that they have gone through have no effect on the person and the individual that they choose to be in this now moment. So I want to first say that, yes, my story is a little bit unique because I was raised with love. And for those of you that haven't listened to past podcasts of mine, I speak about my childhood. All of this stems in the childhood. Why somebody ends up in a place like this, it stems in our childhood from somewhere, right? For me, I had a mother that is a type 1 diabetic, and she would, you know, I would constantly have to save her life, basically. You know, the very traumatic events where, you know, I'm talking like a couple times a month, even, she would have a low blood sugar and she would completely lose herself consciously. Like, it was almost like you're talking to somebody with, you know, a disability. As soon as she would have a low blood sugar, she completely loses her sense of, you know, reality. And my earliest years, from 2 years old, I had to run into the kitchen, grab milk and tilt her head back and pour milk down her throat and bring her back to consciousness. And so in your little child brain, you're going through this really traumatic event. And then afterwards, we never spoke about it when my mother came to. We never spoke about what happened. We never spoke about the trauma that she just put us through. And from that stemmed my feeling of being misunderstood because we never spoke about what happened. And then I just hoarded this anger inside of me, all these feelings and emotions in my little body that never were expressed, never were understood, never were validated, right? And so from that particular event, growing up in a family that had so much love, so much love, but I hoarded a lot of my feelings because we never could express or talk about things. Very important, talking about things. This is very key, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit. So when you grow up in your life with these really big feelings of inadequacy, not being able to express yourself, not feeling like you're understood, even though you have the love, your dominant beliefs of yourself are that you are unimportant. You need to prove yourself to people. You need to, you know, you need to prove, you need to overextend yourself to people in your life. And I'm not understood. I'm not heard. I'm unworthy, right? Those really dominant core beliefs of being unworthy. Now, as a child, all I wanted to do was sing. I mean, this is really important as well because, you know, you have this industry and these artists and these people that grow up with these dreams to be artists. And, you know, there was a comment on my last video of like, don't get sucked into materialism. Oh, it's because you wanted to be famous. I absolutely wanted to be, I wanted to be a singer that sang on a stage with hundreds of people and just feeling that, euphoric feeling. I mean, you would never understand if you weren't somebody that ever had that experience in your life of what it feels like to sing on a stage with hundreds of people. When I was a teenager, I sang in a band and we traveled the world and we opened for the Temptations. I did, you know, hundreds of shows. And that feeling that you get when you're on stage and you're singing and the lights are on you and there's all the energy coming to you, right? And you feel this light. It's like a euphoric feeling and it's a high. And I would be lying if I didn't say that. I know what it feels like to be in the position of somebody on stage singing. It is a high. And if you hear the interviews from any major artist or any artist, they will tell you the same thing. There's this euphoric feeling you get from that. And so that was something that I was chasing in my life. And where I'm from, we don't have a music industry. I'm from a small island in Canada. Like, we don't have a music industry. We don't even have record labels. We don't have designer stores. I didn't have designer stores growing up. So all I knew as a child was this fantasy world that I kind of had growing in my mind from movies in Hollywood and watching MTV on TV and all the artists and singers and seeing, like, you know, shows like, what's those shows? Like My Cribs and stuff, like Welcome to My Crib or whatever. All I knew was that fantasy world. And so I would just sit in my room and just envision this life outside of Vancouver Island that I had no idea. I just had no idea. But I grew up in a very good home. The only thing is I didn't feel understood. So what I would do is I would just be in my room and be alone a lot. And this is very important for you to understand that though I have love in my life, in my family, kids that grow up that spend a lot of time alone and pull away from their family, they can easily be preyed upon, because what they're doing is they're creating a double life. They're creating a double life, especially with the internet. Okay. Very important to have that disconnection of communication in the household where a kid is spending a lot of time alone. And there could be many reasons why a kid spends time alone and pulls away from the family. Maybe the child feels criticized a lot by their family. If you are criticizing your child a lot, that child is going to pull away and create their own secret life. They're not going to feel safe to communicate things with you. They're not going to feel safe to open up. And that's kind of what I had in my house, where I didn't feel like I was understood. So I created a whole like double separate life from my family. And this is so easily done these days with, you know, the apps and the Snapchats and the online world. It's so easy for predators to find your kid who's living a double life, who doesn't feel understood at home. And it just is so easy for them to be swept up into a situation like mine, maybe not to the same degree, but to something, it could be even worse because of that. And so very important that I make a note of that. It all stems in the house. And if your kid is pulling away and create, like, has this online life, it's to take a note that that could be something that potentially leads them down a road where they have some really a tough, you know, difficult experience in their life, because there's not a safe space for them at home to open up, be themselves, share the things that's going on. It's important for you to know what is going on in your child's life. That's all I'm going to say. The most important thing. It is so important because they need to be able to come to you. They need to be able to share with you. And they need to feel safe to do that. They need to be able to say, Mom, Dad, this is what's going on and I need your help. Or Mom, Dad, is this, you know, you need to be able to have that open communication with them where they don't feel shame. They don't feel guilt. They don't feel criticized. Because if that is what you have created in your household, then you're going to have a child that's going to pull away and they're an easy target for these predators. Now, the other thing to note about my story is that we didn't have the access to internet that we have nowadays. When I was about 14, 15 is when Facebook had just started. And so my parents didn't know anything about the internet. So the life that I was cultivating and creating on my own outside of my family was new to me and completely new to them. They didn't know anything about the internet at all. So nowadays, there's a completely different dynamic in that kids have full access to the internet. And parents need to be really on top of that because this can really happen to anyone. And again, creating that safe space is what is most important because your child needs to be able to share with you. So I had this really big disconnect from my family. And I then created a life where I was disconnected from them. And I could just live my life in fantasy, and they would never understand what that life was like because it wasn't something that they ever even desired. You know, they weren't watching MTV or these movies in Hollywood and dreaming of a life outside of the life that they knew. They didn't have that desire, but I did. And I didn't have anyone to kind of guide me in that direction. I was very much a black sheep in my family because of that. And so it was easy to leave my house, move off the island, and then go through these years of searching for the life that I had fantasized about in my mind through watching TV and movies and stuff, right? And I have such a crazy story, and my life has been all over very chaotic because of it. And I can look back now and I can laugh, but I understand how I ended up in all the things that I experienced in my life. I can understand it because from a bird's eye view, I see the girl with this deep feeling and need to be loved, to be accepted, to be liked. This girl that had these people-pleasing and over-giving tendencies because in her childhood, she played the parenting role. You know, when you're a child and you get a pat on the back for helping your mom with her type 1 diabetes, and it's a very stressful, chaotic situation, and then you get praised for it. Understanding, right? You get praised for that. And so in my life, I was seeking that praise, feeling that my worth existed in that praise and only in that praise. And that praise came from outside of me. So I didn't realize, you know, connecting all the dots in my life, I see why my behavior led me into these really tumultuous and chaotic situations because I was seeking that approval. I was seeking that validation. I was seeking that pat on the back still, you know? And again, a lot of people won't understand. But for those of you that have a childhood where you have traumatic events and your whole identity kind of was shaped around that, and then you grow up in your life having this really confusing sense of self, and you're latching on to others to give you your self-worth because it wasn't instilled in you in childhood. It wasn't instilled in you by your caretakers, by the people that love you, right? Because that's where really it comes from. It's taught. We're taught to love ourselves by the example of others. And I didn't have an example of that. I had love in the family, but I didn't have the teachings of self-love. And I would have never, ever, 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 ever gone down this road with this secret life if I was taught how to love myself. And my whole purpose in this message and my whole purpose in my life is to teach people how to love themselves. So that they never, ever have to go through something like this, ever. And not only teaching themselves how to love themselves, but being that example for others. Because if I had that example in my life, I would have never gotten into a situation like this. I would have known myself. I would have known how to say no. I would have had that self-identity that was confident enough to say no. I didn't have that. And so it's important to know that even though you have love in your house, if you don't know how to love yourself, if you don't have that example, you're not shown that, then you're just going to be seeking it from outside of yourself. And that's what I was. I was seeking it outside of myself. And life is such a journey, because sometimes we have to burn ourselves enough times on the frying pan until we realize that it's us that's burning ourselves on the frying pan. It's me. I keep returning to that same behavior. I keep returning to the same space. I keep doing the same things in my life, and I'm not going to get a different outcome. It's the definition of insanity. And so what really started my healing was that I had to recognize who I was in the now moment, how I ended up there, connecting all the dots to understand the version that I was, so that I can change and become the version that I wanted to be, the version that I am now, heal to become this woman that loves herself, knows thyself inside and out, and can then teach that, confidently teach that to others. Though some of you listening maybe have never ever experienced something like this or something even close to it, you're sitting right now listening to me and you don't love yourself. You're working a job that you don't like. You're trying to please people in your work environment. You're trying to please your family members. You are putting everybody before yourself. You put your husband before yourself. You put your kids before yourself. You put your friendships before yourself. And you're constantly living in a space of trying to please others. And you have never in your life put yourself as number one. And though you may have not experienced that abuse, you are neglecting yourself every day by putting everybody before yourself. And the day that you recognize that, and then the day that you begin the journey to becoming that best version of yourself, that is the day that you will gain the power back in your life. So, in understanding how somebody like me could end up in a situation like this, it is that I had an absence of self-love, and I had not strengthened the gift of my discernment. And this is individual to the self. It's individual to each person, regardless of where you come from, regardless of the love in your house. It is not knowing who you are, not knowing the intuition that we all have within us, not being connected to that part of ourselves. And so we then go through our lives seeking answers and seeking fulfillment from outside of ourselves. And so it's my hope that we can understand and we can teach these children and maybe even you listening, that the most powerful tool you have in your life is your gift of discernment. Being able to clearly know what is for you and what is not for you. Being able to shield you from the harm that exists in this world. Had I have known that in my earlier years, I would have saved me from so much hardship. It would have saved me from a life of suffering. I hope that you found this message well. Share this message to somebody if you believe that they need this message. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to my channel. I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing, beautiful, positive day, because you absolutely deserve it. Try and explain this to the blind. May you wake up from a sigh. See the truth through the third eye. Let your heart be your guide. Light up the way. Let your heart be your guide. Free from your pain. It ain't a mistake, 'cause you choose your fate.